The chair of Coalition for a Livable Sudbury says comments made last week by Laurentian University Chief Redevelopment Officer Lou Pagnotti regarding the university's greenspace are encouraging. As part of Laurentian University's insolvency restructuring and filing under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, the university has undertaken a review of all of its real estate holdings, i.e. its buildings and property, to see if they can be monetized. In July, the firm Cushman & Wakefield was selected to review Laurentian's real estate holdings. This situation has many Sudburyans worried that Laurentian may sell off some of the green space surrounding the university to developers. But comments by Pagnotti at a Laurentian Senate meeting last week indicate he doesn't personally see this happening. Pagnotti was appointed the Chief Redevelopment Officer, CRO, by the courts to assist Laurentian temporarily in its restructuring efforts. He said he did not see the university getting rid of the green space so beloved by the community. Though he did not officially confirm, he did note that even zoning issues would make selling the space difficult. I would, and this is a personal opinion, I'd be surprised if there was a dramatic change in the green space, Pagnotti said. He went on to say, it's recognized that there's zoning with respect to green space. And it's not something that you can, you know, say, hey, we're going to change the zoning on these things. The green space in question is more than 200 hectares of bushland and a network of trails on campus popular with recreational users. Naomi Grant, co-chair of Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, whose group has been involved in the campaign to protect Laurentian's green space, said Pagnotti's comments show these efforts are making a difference. She said those involved in Laurentian's restructuring are aware that the community cares about the green space, and are willing to stand up for it. It was encouraging to hear Lou Pagnotti's comments reported last week, she said. He's not the one undertaking the real estate review, and it's not an official stance. But it still shows they're aware of how the community feels about the space, and they're aware. It will make it very difficult for rezoning. Grant said it's not time to relax, though. I think everyone in the community who has been living through the CCAA process doesn't have a reason to relax until it's all over and done with, she said. It has been an extremely intense process in all respects. We should continue to be heard and bring that awareness throughout the process, so it's always present in the minds of decision makers, and hopefully top of mind when they're making their decisions and preparing their real estate review. Grant said the Coalition for a Livable Sudbury has been bringing the community together in terms of speaking up on the issue, encouraging people to contact decision makers on this process. That includes Laurentian's administration and Board of Governors, Greater Sudbury City Council, the court-appointed monitor of Lou's insolvency restructuring, the firm Ernst & Young, as well as Cushman & Wakefield, which has been tasked with the real estate review. Guided hikes through the Laurentian green space took place this summer in an attempt to raise awareness. There is also a Facebook page, Help Save Laurentian Trails and Its Ecosystem, which encouraged people to share their photos of the area. Grant said this page is not run by Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, although the group supports it. In an August 24 report, Ernst & Young, Laurentian's court-appointed CCAA monitor, actually brought up the fact that it had been contacted by numerous community members regarding the real estate review. Over the past several weeks, the monitor has received numerous calls and emails from stakeholders expressing views in respect of whether Lou should divest any real estate, the report said. The monitor notes that the real estate advisor's current mandate is simply to review and provide recommendations, and it is not expected that any implementation decisions will be made until the full scope of the mandate is completed. Grant said she has asked Ernst & Young when the Cushman & Wakefield real estate review is coming out, but they are not providing this information. We have been made to understand that the real estate review might never be made publicly available, she said. It's very difficult to know what information will be made available or when. Sudbury.com did find some reference to the ongoing real estate review in a summary of a September 29 Laurentian Property Development and Planning Committee meeting, when Interim Vice President, Finance and Administration Michelle Pichet provided an update. The aforementioned summary is included in the package for the upcoming October 29 Laurentian Board of Governors meeting. The meeting summary states there are four phases to the real estate review, with the first two having been completed as of the end of September. Project initiation, which includes gathering documents and doing site assessments, and a high-level space utilization study. Other phases look at the possibilities in terms of monetization, market assessments, and future capital plans. A scenario was expected by the week of October 22, with an asset monetization strategy around the week of October 29, said the document. In terms of any real estate sales, Grant said she's not sure whether these will happen as part of the CCAA process or will take place after it has concluded, which is currently expected early in 2022. There's a lot of uncertainty, she said. It's really hard to know. It's just such a secretive process, and doesn't lend itself to community involvement. But we all can speak up, and that's what people are doing, and will continue to do.